Triple M's Ruin Dits for Breakfast for Distinctive Homes, the affordable boutique builder. Get in touch with the sales team today. distinctivehomes.com.au.
He's a plumber.
Rudy's Plumbing. You block it, we unblock it.
He has a funny accent.
My mum's from Holland and my dad's from the Netherlands. It's a beautiful accent, isn't it?
And he also happens to be Australia's meanest TV reviewer.
Australian television, it is manure.
Please welcome to Ruin Dits for Breakfast.
Every week right here on Triple M.
Rudy Vanderstone, TV reviewer.
Oh, I cannot wait, Rudy, to see who or which show you are talking about this week. How are you, mate?
Now, today I'm reviewing The Last Dance on Netflix.
Oh, I've been watching this.
We spoke about this yesterday.
Now, you two blokes are being previous sports stars. Roo, you played the AFL, and Ditch, you played squash. Did you play against Jeff Hunt?
Yes,
and that's
I did.
Not rhyming slang.
Yeah, no, it's not. I did play him, yeah.
How'd you go against Jeff?
Nah, no good. He was too good.
No good.
Yeah.
What? Who did Jeff used to play? He always used to play an Indian or a Pakistani, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, Pakistani. Jahangir Khan was his name.
Jahangir Khan, yes,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I lost to him as well.
Squash talk.
Yeah.
It's riveting stuff, isn't it?
Wow. Let's
No wonder a lot of middle-aged men choose to die of a heart attack halfway through that game.
I did too.
I thought it was the heat on the court.
No, it's not. It's the boredom. Now, The Last Dance is a documentary about Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls,
yeah.
The basketball team that plays in the NBA, if you don't know.
Yeah.
Now, basketball is a game played inside on floorboards, and if it wasn't for the crowd, the squeaking of gym boots would be unbearable.
Mm.
And every basketball game should go for 8 seconds. Because it's a terrible game and it's always decided in the last 8 seconds.
It is, isn't it?
It is a game played by the poor and the tall indoors. The Last Dance covers the period of time when the Chicago Bulls dominated the NBA with 2 three-peat championships in 91, 92, 93, and then again in 96, 97, 98. Now, I hate made-up words like three-peat.
Yep.
And I hate documentaries about rich, retired sports people whining. I mean, seriously, whining sports stars get as much sympathy from the general public as protesting uni students, politicians sprung with sex workers, and lawyers arrested on drug charges. Nobody cares about you. You're on your own. But Michael Jordan is up there as a unique individual with Muhammad Ali, Elvis Presley, and the boy that stuck his finger in the dike in Holland. Now, the first thing that people say about this series, now you both have been watching it, the first thing that people say, why are Michael Jordan's eyes so yellow?
Yeah, yes. There's something
else.
Everybody
said that.
His eyes have got hepatitis, he's been smoking the vacky tobacky, yellow fever, or jaundice. Well, that's just what happens to ageing basketballers.
Yeah.
Because Scottie Pippen's eyes are pretty messed up too, aren't they?
They are.
I thought it was all that scotch he had in his glass next to his
Absolutely.
Seat.
He's drinking the scotch or the bourbon there and smoking the cigars. Scottie Pippen's eyes are pretty messed up, like the contract he signed.
Yeah.
He sold himself short, but then again, he did have to support his 14 brothers and sisters, and there were 2 people in that household in wheelchairs.
That's right.
Tough upbringing.
Yep.
That's very tough upbringing. You've got to buy those ramps. Of course, every sports story needs a bad guy getting in the way of the champions. And in The Last Dance, it's the CEO of the franchise, Jerry Krause.
Poor old Jerry.
Oh, he cops it, doesn't he?
Doesn't he? He's a little pudgy, ugly Jewish man, and everybody thinks he's trying to break up the team.
Yeah.
Correct. He is trying to break up the team. They're all has-beens. They've won 6 championships. Get rid of them. Trade bait. Legacy. Put a bullet in them. You've won 6. Go. Time to rebuild.
What happened to his eye, Rudy?
I think his pudgy little face squashed his eyes in.
Yeah, might have.
Too many cheeseburgers is what happened to his eyes. The hero of this story is not Michael Jordan.
Right.
It's Jerry Krause, the man that was brave enough to sack Michael Jordan, the greatest in the world. Maybe Jerry could see Michael's eyes turning yellow and thought, it's not getting any better from here. It'll turn him loose. So far, there's been 8 episodes put up on Netflix. I've watched all of them. If I watch the next 2, I'm going to harm myself with a large frying pan to the head. I hate basketball. I hate The Last Dance, and I hate myself for watching it. How many stars?
Yep.
None. No. Goodbye.
Oh,
I hated it.
Rudy, you can't be serious. This is a great show.
Yeah, you could do it in 1 episode.
Oh,
they're good at basketball. The end. Shish. How many times do you need to see Michael Jordan dunk a hoop or whatever they call it?
You didn't mention Dennis Rodman.
Didn't you like
Dennis
him?
Rodman. He is. No one knows what his eyes are like. He's got massive sunglasses on. In one episode, I think he was wearing a welding mask. I mean, that.
Why do they wear oversized suits?
What? Well, because they've got massive penises, is the question. Now, what about Dennis Rodman? Just consider this in the AFL. Dennis Rodman goes on a 5-day bender in Las Vegas. More booger sugar than Scarface. Comes back. Plays a game.
And gets best on.
Gets best on ground. Where were Wada and Asada? Essendon must be thinking, Jesus Christ.
Swab the man.
Swab him. I tell you what, you wouldn't have to swab him. You just had to go near him and your face would go numb.
Here comes Dennis.
Here comes Dennis. He was drinking a can of beer on the back of a Harley Davidson, threw it into a dumpster, went inside and trained. Bring back the 90s.
It was a great era. As long as you're
on it, a great era. I'll tell you what, makes an Australian rules footy trip look like a children's picnic.
You didn't like basketball. I'm starting to love it now.
No, I don't like the game. I like all the attendant. You know, when Dennis Rodman goes down to Las Vegas with 13 penthouse pets and a bag of Colombian, well, that's going to make me switch on.
He could play his role, Rudy, if he got asked.
Yeah. I mean, he's also best friends with Kim Jong-un. He goes to North Korea.
Yeah.
What a life. Just get rid of the basketball and the NBA championships. Give me 10 episodes of Rodman on the road.
Rudy, go and do some plumbing.
See you.
Things are getting back to normal, even if Ruin Dits aren't. So now's a great time to order your new home while things are quiet in the industry. Get in touch today at distinctivehomes.com.au.